Mix 94.7 KMCH 810 on this Wednesday morning. Beautiful sunshine in beautiful downtown M-Town. And one of the things that makes a beautiful downtown Manchester beautiful is that big, bright, neon movie billboard that's attached to the Castle Theater. Jack Klaus along with me on the phone. Jack, you were just telling me you guys take pride in lighting up downtown with Friends of the Castle Theater, don't ya?
We sure do. We sure do. We're real pleased with how the whole thing with the Castle Theater has worked out.
Well, and for a new guy like me who grew up in the area but still new to the area, explain to me and our listeners here the Friends of the Castle Theater and how that thing runs. Because it's not like if you're going to like a Cedar Rapids or a Waterloo or a Dubuque theater. This is truly community focused, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's a nonprofit. When Mr. Friedley indicated that he would either close the theater or sell it to us for a dollar, we grabbed at the chance, and we set up the Friends of the Castle Theater, which is the group that kind of owns it and oversees it, and then the Friends elect directors who create the operations board, and the operations board actually run the theater.
And you've
so we've got
oh,
two
go ahead.
Groups. One's the fundraising group, one's the operations group.
I was going to say, and you've got to that point of the board of directors, we've got you on the air because you got a meeting coming up and you want to make sure people know about that right off the bat.
You bet. The third Saturday of September each year, we have our annual meeting. And anyone who is a member of the Friends of the Castle Theater is welcome to come to the annual meeting and vote on electing our new directors.
And your new directors, how long is a term? Like, is this kind of a lifetime thing? Or
No. You know, that's an interesting thing because we do have, it's a three-year term, and you're allowed to have two consecutive terms.
Okay.
And so 6 years. But when people get off, they invariably have enjoyed the experience, and we've had a couple of them after a time lapse have come back on the board to help us again. So obviously, it's a good experience for them.
Absolutely. Well, you know, with this board of directors, and you were telling me there are two paid positions in the theater, which keep the thing kind of running, but talk about some of the changes and some of the things you guys have been able to do and maybe some of the challenges that you guys as a board have had to face with running that beautiful theater just a few doors down from us here.
Okay, but just a separation. I got to give all the credit to the operations board that has done all these things. It's not been the Friends. We're the fundraisers, but the board actually makes things happen, the operations board. And they have, oh man, since the beginning, they've cleaned everything up. They've put in surround sound. They've put in new digital projectors. They've put in new seats, a new floor. They've rewired, I think, all of the theater. They've put in new air conditioners. They've put in new furnaces. They have just done a wonderful job of revamping the theater and making it a really up-to-date theater. It's as good as you're going to see anywhere, mm-hmm. except we don't have recliners, and I'm actually in favor of that because recliners make me go to sleep.
I was going to say, if I sit in a recliner, I'll wake up as the credits are rolling.
That's where I'm at. So I'm better off with the seats we got. They're real comfortable. They have a cup holder, but they don't recline.
If you want to sit in a recliner and watch a movie, go home. That's what you need
go
to
home,
do.
You bet.
Tell me a little bit about the fundraising wing, because you guys are kind of the financial side of it and the Friends. You know, some of the campaigns you do, and I'm assuming it takes a lot of money to keep a theater with that much technology up and running and functional too.
Well, you know, our goal in the beginning was to keep the theater costs as low as we could. We had all been to places like Cedar Rapids and Dubuque and Des Moines and paid $12 for a theater ticket, and to take the family could be pushing towards $100 bill by the time you got done with the evening. So our goal was to keep things as cheap as we could. And so our cost is $4 for a ticket, $3 for a senior, $3 for children, and on Thursday nights, it's $2 for everybody. So that was the goal, was to keep the cost as cheap as we could. And we've also kept the popcorn and the pop as low cost as we can. But all that comes with a price. It still takes money to run the show. You know, you gotta pay for the movies, mm-hmm. you gotta pay for the heat, you gotta pay for electricity, you gotta pay for all of that stuff. And as you said, we have two paid positions. They're not well paid, but they're paid for the manager. You know, so it does take money, and his people have been just simply great about sending us these checks for $25 or more. We get some really, really nice checks each year to help keep the feeder open and alive and running well.
Absolutely. Jack Klaus on the phone with us this morning here with Friends of the Castle Theater. All right, let's get back down to the brass tacks of it all. You've got the meeting coming up, and people can be a part of that or even join the board if they want to, Jack. So tell us how we can be a part of that.
You bet. Well, we just had our mailing go out Friday. So people got in the mail, they got a 6-inch by 9-inch thing with a picture of the castle feeder on the front and on the back. Tells about their movie times and various things that we do. And it's also a little clip-off piece that you can cut off and join the Friends of the Castle Theater. And we ask for $25 a family or more, whatever you're willing to donate, we're happy to take. So anybody that's a Friends of the Castle Theater that's made a donation in the past year is welcome to come to our annual meeting, which is September 17th at 10 o'clock at the Castle Theater, and sit in and be part of it and hear what is said, and also vote on our future board of director members. Now, at the Castle Theater, at the annual meeting, the operations board gives a financial report, tells how we're doing. It's been a little rocky the last couple of years because of the COVID situation. But the board's done a good job. They've got us hopefully on the other side of that. But you can hear the financial report, hear the plans for the future of the theater, find out what movies got big crowds, and a little bit maybe about what movies we hope to get in the next couple of years. Well, not that far ahead. In the next couple of months. Yeah. And then we always have a few board members that are going off because their terms are up. So we have to elect a couple of new ones. And we have a nominating committee that comes up with some people that have agreed to serve. But we also take nominations from the floor. So if somebody wanted to be on the board, that would be a good time to be present and speak up and say that you'd be interested in being on it. And then we elect however many openings we have. It's usually about three.
Okay.
Yeah, it's possible that we have five or six people that are interested in being on, and we only elect three. So that's disappointing, but it also gives us some names for the future.
Absolutely.
You know, you may not get elected this year, but next year we might be knocking at your door and calling you asking if you're still interested. So it's a way to find people that have an interest. And I think the people that have been on the board have found it very interesting, and it doesn't require a lot, one board meeting a month. But it gives you a chance to be involved and to feel real pleased with that you're part of the success of this theater.
Well, and that point of community pride, you know, and I told you off the air, walking through downtown on like a Friday night, and you see that red and blue neon sign lit up. I mean, that's such a cool thing that a lot of small towns don't have that anymore. And because of you guys, we have it here in Manchester, which is just kudos to you and the board and the operations and everybody for keeping that up and keeping it running.
Not only the board, but all the volunteers. You know, as I said, we only hire two people, but we've got, it takes a lot more people than that to run it, and everybody else is volunteers, and they've been just absolutely wonderful the way they've stepped forward and the job they've done, and the smiles. They work with a smile, and they're happy to see you come in, and it's just been fun.
Now, Jack, before I let you go, last hour, our trivia question today was about a movie that was made in Dubuque called Take This Job and Shove It with Robert Hayes and Art Carney and everybody. If I wanted to show that at the Castle Theater, if I wanted to rent it, who would I need to talk to and bribe and give a big donation to make that happen? I'm assuming you could point me in the right direction, right?
Christy Davis is our theater manager, and we have people do that. You know, most of them have been religious movies that one of the churches or somebody from one of the churches has got behind. But we also have people that want particular movies for birthday parties. We had a particular movie a while back where a young lady from the community, from the area, works on movies. And she was working on it, so her parents worked a deal where we got that movie, and she was there to talk about the costuming.
Oh, wow.
There's all kinds of options. But if somebody's got a movie that they would like to show, talk to Christy Davis. You can contact her at the theater most evenings. and she'd be glad to work with you.
There you go. See, yeah. I knew you'd know.
Get a hold of Christy, get a hold of Jack Klaus, and we'll figure it out.
Jack, I appreciate your time this morning. A pleasure talking to you, and we'll do it again soon, all right?
All right. Thanks, Justin.
You betcha. You betcha. Jack Klaus and the Friends of the Castle Theater with us this morning on Mix 94.7 KMCH. We'll put the details from this interview on our website, kmch.com. And yeah, be a part of the community. Be a part of the Castle Theater and keep those neon lights lit here in beautiful downtown.